Hello?
Hello.
We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. Okay. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
In between.
Okay. Would you say somewhat dissatisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. First issue, crime and violence. How would you rate that?
10.
Okay. Healthcare.
10 or more.
Immigration.
You mean that the percentage that's coming over here when you say immigration?
Everything that has to do with immigration altogether.
Well, immigration is a problem, so I'm going to say 8.
Okay. Abortion rights.
I don't know on that one. I'm not going to give a percentage on that one.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to leave it at 0 or something in between?
I don't want to put nothing down for that one.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
That's very important.
Okay. Democracy.
10.
Okay. Student loan debt.
10.
Okay. Kindergarten through
12. Wait. But let's back up on that one.
Okay.
You said student loan debt.
Yes, sir.
You talking about, or is the government help paying it off or loaning it, or what do you mean?
Our student loan debts all together, what's owed out, forgiveness, everything all together.
That's very important. Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, thank you, sir. Kindergarten through 12th education.
That's a very important. That's 10.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom.
What do you mean, reproductive freedom?
Your opinion on, you know, that. What comes to you? What you think? What you've heard? Just,
well, I don't know what you're talking about when you say reproductive freedom. What are you pertaining to? What you say?
I really can't express because, you know, it's not my opinion. We could come back to it.
I'm not asking you for your opinion. I'm asking you, what does that mean?
Childbirth, birth control, giving birth.
Okay. So, you saying reproductive, you mean just having babies and stuff?
Correct, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay. Climate change.
That's important.
Okay. Voting rights.
That's important. 10.
Okay. Okay. The abortion rights, would you want to still leave that from 0?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to leave it at zero, and I don't want to leave it at nothing on that. I don't want to put nothing on it.
Okay.
Let's put a five on it. It don't make a difference.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices
yes.
in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as of it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means... Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. What is your race?
Say what?
What is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, American Indian, Native, Alaskan, Asian... Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino. What's your
Black
race? Okay, thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote or like many
yes,
people? Okay.
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Do you think yourself, what is your birth, what is the year of your birth?
Is that important?
Your opinion, you just want to see, you know, what average age that we're getting most of our surveys from.
Born in the 50s.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
I graduated from high school, and I got 3 years of tech school.
Okay. Okay.
Kitty.
Okay, so high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, and some college, correct?
But not. Yeah.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate your amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matters most to the community? Okay, 10. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so, okay? First person, Raphael Warmnock.
I'm Fable.
Okay. Andre Dickens.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Brian Kemp.
I'm not Fable or him, 0.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Is that the running mate that's running for vice president?
Yes.
I'm favorable for him. Ben.
Okay. John Offos.
I don't remember who he is.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay. Brad Raffin Spenger.
I can't remember who he is either.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I'm Democrat. I vote Democrat.
Okay. Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West.
All the Democrats. I don't vote Republican. I'm a Democrat. So Kamala Harris, whoever on the Democratic Party.
Okay, so your answer would be Kamala Harris on that one.
It would.
Okay, thank you, sir. I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 24 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or Democrat candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
Okay.
Democrat.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
Okay, sir. Looking back at the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's better.
Okay. Much better or better?
Better.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Question. The Congress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you feel that each person or event prevented the Congress you wanted to see in the country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented Congress. A 5 means you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent Congress. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. Democrat in the U.S. Congress from 0 to 10.